This is my city.
这是我的城市。
Lisa and Paul explore the library, market, and city hall.
丽莎和保罗正在探索图书馆、市场和市政厅。
Today is a nice day.
今天天气很好。
They leave in the morning.
他们在早上出发。
The library is big.
图书馆很大。
It has many books.
他有很多书。
Lisa likes to read.
丽莎喜欢读书。
Paul likes to look at maps.
保罗喜欢看地图。
They walk to the market.
他们走到市场。
The market is busy.
市场很忙。
There are many people and goods.
有很多人和货物。
They buy fruit.
他们买水果。
Then they go to City Hall.
然后他们去市政厅。
The City Hall is beautiful.
市政厅很美。
In the evening, they go home.
到了晚上，他们回家。
Sport and fitness.
运动与健身。
Tom discovers his passion for climbing and meets new friends during training who give him important tips.
Tom 发现了他对攀岩的热情，并在训练中认识了新朋友，这些朋友给了他重要的建议。
Tom tries to climb a tall rock wall.
Tom 试图攀登一座高大的岩壁。
He feels a bit scared at first.
他觉得一开始有点害怕。
But he continues anyway.
但是他仍然继续。
A friend tells him to focus.
一个朋友告诉他要集中注意力。
Another friend says to keep practicing.
另一个朋友说要继续练习。
Slowly, Tom becomes more confident.
慢慢地，汤姆变得更加自信。
He starts to learn new climbing skills.
他开始学习新的攀岩技巧。
Tom realizes he likes climbing more and more.
汤姆意识到，他越来越喜欢攀岩。
His friends are very supportive.
他的朋友们非常支持他。
Tom tries a team climb too.
汤姆也尝试了一次团队攀岩。
In the team, he learns a lot.
在团队中，他学到了很多。
Teamwork helps him climb higher.
团队合作让他攀爬得更高。
Tom appreciates his teammates.
汤姆很感谢他的队友。
After climbing, they enjoy dinner together.
攀岩之后，他们一起享用晚餐。
During dinner, they discuss new goals.
晚餐中，他们讨论了新目标。
This experience makes Tom stronger.
这次经历使汤姆更强大。
He looks forward to tomorrow with excitement.
他充满期待地走向明天。
In the restaurant.
在餐馆。
Anna goes with her friends to an Italian restaurant and faces her first challenge, discovering a new dish on the menu.
安娜和她的朋友来到一家意大利餐馆，并面临第一次挑战，尝试菜单上的新菜。
They sit down and begin to look at the menu.
他们坐下来，开始浏览菜单。
Anna sees many options on the menu.
安娜看到菜单上有很多选项。
She feels a bit overwhelmed and doesn't know what to choose.
她感到有点不知所措，不知道选择什么。
She asks her friends for advice.
她问朋友的建议。
They recommend a traditional pasta.
他们推荐了一道传统的意大利面。
Anna decides to try it.
安娜决定尝试。
When the food arrives, she feels happy.
餐点上来后，她感到很高兴。
The pasta is very tasty.
意大利面非常美味。
Anna thanks her friends for the suggestion.
安娜感谢她的朋友的建议。
They enjoy their dinner and feel satisfied.
他们享受他们的晚餐，非常满意。
After dinner, they try an Italian dessert.
晚餐后，他们尝试了意大利甜点。
It is fresh and delicious.
这很新鲜而美味。
Anna has never tasted anything like it.
安娜从未尝过这样的东西。
She feels very happy with the experience.
她对这次经历感到非常满意。
They decide to write about the Italian restaurant again.
他们决定再写意大利餐馆。
The day is very memorable for them.
这一天对他们来说非常难忘。
They look forward to going out again.
他们期待再次外出。
They value their friendship more because of this experience.
因为这次经历，他们更加珍惜友谊。
It taught them the importance of trying new things.
他教会了他们尝试新事物的重要性。
Weather.
天气。
An unexpected weather change disrupts the plans of a group of travelers and forces them to adapt flexibly and plan new activities.
一个意想不到的天气变化打乱了一群旅行者的计划。
The morning started with calm weather.
那天早上开始时风平浪静。
The sun was shining, and the sky remained clear and cloudless.
阳光明媚，天空仍然晴朗无云。
The travelers planned to hike in the mountains.
旅行者计划在山中远足。
Suddenly, dark clouds began to form.
突然，乌云开始形成。
Temperatures dropped rapidly, and the wind intensified.
气温急剧下降，风速增强。
The travelers were forced to seek refuge in a cabin in the mountains.
旅行者被迫在山中的一个小屋中避难。
Despite the harsh conditions, they found some joy.
尽管环境恶劣，他们找到了一些快乐。
They told stories and laughed heartily.
他们讲故事并开怀大笑。
After the rain stopped, they decided to walk back down the mountain.
雨停后，他们决定走回山下。
On the way back, they appreciated a completely new view.
回家的路上，他们欣赏了全新的景色。
The rain gave the mountains a fresh new look.
雨后的景色让山脉焕然一新。
For them, the trip was a lesson learned.
对他们来说，那次旅行是一个教训。
They realized that sometimes plans can change.
他们意识到，有时计划可以改变。
They learned to be flexible and embrace the unknown.
他们学会了力求灵活并接受未知。
The experiences brought them closer together.
这些经验使他们更紧密。
This adventure would be remembered forever.
这次冒险会被永久记住。
When they arrived, friends were already waiting.
当他们抵达时，朋友们已经在等他们了。
They shared their exciting experiences.
他们分享了他们精彩的经历。
My city.
我的城市。
Johanna reflects on the urban development of her hometown, from her childhood to today, and analyzes the social and cultural changes associated with it.
乔安娜反思了从她童年到今天她家乡的城市发展，并分析了与之相关的社会和文化变迁。
Weather.
天气。
A meteorologist delivers a lecture on climate change and its long-term impacts on global weather phenomena, elucidating complex scientific theories.
一位气象学家做了关于气候变化及其对全球天气现象长期影响的讲座，并展述了复杂的科学理论。
The lecture takes place in a packed auditorium filled with curious listeners.
讲座在一个充满好奇听众的挤满的礼堂举行。
The meteorologist begins his speech with an introduction to the facts of climate change.
气象学家的演讲始于对气候变化事实的引言。
He explains the increasing concentration of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere.
他解释了不断增加的大气中二氧化碳浓度。
The audience listens intently, absorbing every word.
听众们静静地倾听，吸收每一个字。
He details the role of industrialization in global warming.
他详细描述了工业化在全球变暖中的作用。
The graphical data vividly illustrates the gradual rise in temperatures.
数据图表清晰地显示了温度的逐步上升。
Subsequently, he discusses the potential threats of climate change on ecosystems.
随后，他讨论了气候变化对生态系统的潜在威胁。
He emphasizes the increasing frequency of extreme weather events.
他强调了极端天气事件的频率增加。
This portion of the lecture captures the audience's attention.
这部分演讲引起了观众的注意。
He concludes the lecture by offering solutions to adapt to these changes.
他通过提供适应变化的解决方案来结束讲座。